This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
I would anticipate him playing center. Obviously, that's a position that he played in Nashville. You know, we're excited about getting to know his game a little bit more closely. But obviously, our hockey operations group was really excited about this guy. He's a younger player. He has good size. He's had a couple of pretty good years in Nashville. Maybe a little bit of a down year this year, but prior to that, he's played pretty well. So he's a guy that we're going to explore where we think he might best fit. I don't know that I have the right answer for you right now. I think there's going to be a little bit of a process going through that we all go through with him to figure out how we set him up for success.
And if you are a Corsi guy, you think the Penguins just got Steve Yzerman light. His Corsi numbers are through the roof. That is one of the analytic terms
Explain
out there.
Explain Corsi to somebody
it
who's
is a
who
possession
parachuted
stat.
In from Mars today.
Having the puck on your stick when you're out
How
on the ice.
How does it differ from Fenwick?
Oh, I honestly couldn't tell you.
Because Corsi and Fenwick are big ones.
Corsi seems to have overtaken Fenwick.
Oh, no. They're
Fenwick
too
is
complete.
I know, but I'm saying among the things that people care about, it seems like Corsi on those power rankings for the analytics geeks is one, and Fenwick is two.
Oh, it's a Corsi world. We're all just living in it.
Yeah. Tommy Novak, better Corsi stats than Sid this year. Penguins have made have had a field day acquiring old Predators. So Novak, they flip Shen. They also just flipped another guy they got from Nashville, Cody Glass, to New Jersey for a third-round pick. Still 25 minutes to go here. In the NHL 2025 trade deadline, Raquel sounding like it's more likely he stays than goes, but not out of the question he gets traded. And Erik Karlsson, there's absolutely no rumors on that front right now. All right, fan hotline. Let's go there. Presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. We are so excited to introduce to you back in the Berg, a Penguin Stanley Cup champ. Right now, he is a color analyst for the Nashville Predators. You remember him as the USS Hale Gill, the great Hale Gill. Hale, Andrew Filipponi and Chris Muller, how you been?
Guys, thanks for having me on.
Hale, during that 09 Cup run, I must say, you were one of my favorite players on that team, having come over the year before, and it might be one of my top three favorite nicknames in all of sports, the USS Hale Gill. Were you called that before you got here? Because my memory is it was applied by a Pittsburgh fan, and it kind of stuck.
Yeah, it was a Pittsburgh fan. I was not referred to as the USS before that. I can't remember. There was like, it was before memes or anything.
It was the Pens blog was the site, I think.
It was pre-meme.
And they had a picture of a battleship with my head on the front. And I think that's where it came from. I believe that's where it came from. But yeah, that was fun. Those guys had a good time, and I remember, you know, everyone had a name. When you go on a cup run and 2 years in a row you do it, it's everyone gets a name, so it was fun.
What do you remember about that 09 run, having been beaten by Detroit and then obviously going over them in the finals in a classic Game 7, just that 09 team and the motivation? Like, what sticks out to you about that group and what you guys accomplished?
Yeah, it's funny. I kind of put it all together. I put 08 and 09, and, you know, everyone says you win a cup and you you know, what was that all about, and what do you remember about that series? And like, really, it was 2 years of ups and downs, and some of the best highs I've ever had, and some of the dark lows, you know, like, you know, going from losing in game six in 08 and then going and having a pretty dreadful start to the 08-09 season, and then the coaching change, and I was a healthy scratch, and then I ended up playing, and you know, it was a whirlwind, but I put it all together to make one of the best memories or best 2 years of my life. Although there's ups and there's some downs in that, it was something I'd certainly cherish. It was pretty awesome. Just and the guys too, right? Being around the boys and we had some good times.
Does Hal Gill still keep in touch with Rob Scuderi?
Yeah, Scuds is doing player development for the Preds, so I see him quite a bit. Yeah, the piece. I don't know if you remember.
Oh, I know that one too.
Come on, the Hal. We weren't born yesterday. We know all about the piece here. Very familiar with the piece.
Legendary. And he loves it when I call him the piece all the time. Every time I see him.
Now, we do want to ask you about this deal, and we brought you in by, but you were listening to Mike Sullivan give a scouting report on Novak. The people that go deep in the weeds on the numbers seem to love this kid and say that he's much better than the actual production, classic, traditional stats say about him. Hal, you watch every one of his games in Nashville. What can you tell us about the biggest name the Penguins picked up at the trade deadline?
Yeah, I think he was pretty accurate. The size is not there. He doesn't have the size. Sully was off on that one. But the puck possession, his ability to knife through the neutral zone. Defensively, I think he's gotten better. He was playing on the wing for a bit, and I think he looked pretty good on the wing, believe it or not. But as a center, moving through the neutral zone is really his strength, and his ability to make plays and knife through, you know, he's really hard to get the puck off of when he's little exchanges. He can dish and he can make plays. Early in his career, he started off as a half-wall power play guy. And I think he was really good there, but he didn't have the ability to get to the interior. And he's really picked that up on his game now, and I feel like he's having success when he does get there. He's got a sneaky good shot, too. So if he can create some space, which a lot of times he does just because he's so shifty, he can shoot, and he can let it rip. So he probably should have had more goals this season. He hit a bunch of posts. And he had some bad breaks, you know, just like it looks like he's got a great chance and he didn't bury it, but he had a ton of looks. So you could probably add 5 or 6 more goals easy to his stats from this year. But, I think you'll like him. He's a lot of fun to watch.
Hal, on a good team in a perfect world, is he a third-line center, or is there a possibility that he could be a second-line center if his game develops a little more? Where do you kind of see him slotting in for, like, let's say a playoff caliber team?
Yeah, I think if you're going playoff caliber, I think you need to give him some size on his wings or give him someone big, because, you know, when he's playing against one or two centers, it's tough. You know, it's tough for him to make the plays that he wants to make when he's battling a 6'2", 6'3 guy. So, you know, I don't think that's necessarily his strength, but I think if you had a contender, and that's what we were hoping in Nashville, is he'd be that third line center that would, you know, you match up your two best lines, and then how do you deal with Tommy and the way he plays? Because he can make better players around him and make them better, and I think he would be that third line guy on a contender. But it's a challenge for him size wise. He's not going to go and run anyone over, and so I think he's he's kind of on a contender. He'd have to be the third line.
Hal Gill with us here, Penguin Stanley Cup champ. He is a color analyst for the Predators, so he knows the big Penguins pickup at the deadline here. Tommy Novak inside and out. Hal, when you remember that Stanley Cup season, what is your favorite Sidney Crosby story from it?
Oh, God.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I don't know. I think Sid was, you know, like I look at when I got traded, you know, Sid, it was intense. Like he would not, like he didn't have an off switch, you know, like I remember maybe not a story, but it was a recurring theme. You know, if he took his tape off and threw it in the trash and missed, he'd get up, go get it, bring it back to his seat and shoot it again until he got it in. You know, he did that with pretty much everything in his life. He wanted to be perfect at something and he wouldn't let it slide until it was. And I think maybe the best story is, I was in warm up and I was skating around and my skate didn't feel right or something. And I went and got it sharpened and went back to the bench, had it looked at and came out. And he was standing there waiting for me to get back out there. And he said, and they started yelling at me, like, let's go, let's go. And I said, Sid, why are you all over me? And he's like, because last game we won, I passed it to you when you went down there at the 12-minute mark in warm-ups. And I was like, wow, this guy is way too dialed in. You know,
Dude, that is some superstitious freak behavior, right? There, Hal. Holy cow!
And we all know his warm up and how he runs it, but it's not just his warm up; it's the whole team's warm up, and everyone has to do it. And I will give him a ton of credit. I thought he was a whiner and a brat, of course, playing for the Bruins against him and playing Toronto against him. But as soon as I got traded, I realized what a beast he is and how hard he works. And I do remember one time. We won the game and he didn't have any points and I thought he was pouting. And so I went up and I'm like, Sid, we won the game. Like, stop pouting. And he looks at me and he goes, you know what? Someone, one of our teammates broke a foot blocking a shot at the end of the game. And he goes, I should have had 3 goals tonight and we never would have gone through that. We never would have had to block shots at the end of the game. And he goes, that's on me. I got to be better. And
man.
I was like, okay. That kid was dead.
Hey, Hal, one more story. I'm wondering if you have one at least. You say all that stuff about how intense he was, and it's so much talked about around here, the impact that Bill Guerin had on him once you guys traded for him in 08-09. Can you tell us, are the stories true that he basically just came in there and immediately took aim at Crosby to loosen him up?
100%, yeah, absolutely. I remember I was on the bus, and I made fun of Sid right when I got there, and Ryan Whitney turned around to me, and he said, No, we don't make fun of Sid. And I was like, shut up, he's on our team. We're going to make fun of him. Of course we're going to make fun. I make fun of everyone. And he goes, just be careful, man. He's sensitive. He'll take it hard. And I was like, no, he's fine. And so he was okay. He was good. But we didn't go at him too hard. Billy Guerin, on the other hand, had the star power, and we all know Billy.
Yep.
He came in hard, and I remember he dressed up like him. He got big fake teeth, and he wore all his equipment the exact same way he did, and it was like one of the first times, and Sid just died laughing. So, good memories, but Billy absolutely lightened him up. He was great for Sid, and I think, long-term, it wears a guy down to be serious all the time, and that's why he's so good. It's because he's so focused. But there needs to be an off switch, and I think Billy really helped him do that.
What did Hale Gill do his day with the Stanley Cup? Where did you bring it, Hale? Who was there? What did you do with it? What were the memories like from that all-time seminal moment when you win a Stanley Cup with the Penguins and then you get Lord Stanley for a day?
Yeah, it was pretty awesome. I brought it. I was up in Boston. I was living in Boston in the summer, and so I brought it to my high school. Had a fundraiser in the morning. I went to my family has a farm outside of Boston, so we brought it out there and probably had way too many people down on the farm having a good time. Then I brought it back into my little neighborhood in the north end of Boston and walked it around to all the restaurants there.
Man,
and, that's got to be a great feeling.
Yeah, and then we went to the USS Constitution and on the patio in the harbor, and we had a good party there.
Two big battleships.
That's right.
How about the ring? Is it in a special place, and do you ever bring it out and wear it from time to time?
Special occasions, I bring it out, and I run camps, so I bring my ring out so the kids can see it and kind of enjoy that. But I got to be honest with you, I wish they made it smaller so I could wear it more often. You know,
yeah,
it's so massive, even on my hand, it looks enormous. So it's tough to walk around with.
Hal, one more random one. And part two of this won't happen if part one is a no. Are you a golfer?
Yes, I am.
All right, I will be.
I don't know, but I do golf.
Okay. I am going to be in Nashville in like a month. You got any good public course recommendations while I'm down there for a couple days?
Ballsy, yeah, looking for the hookup.
Go out by the Old Opry. They got a great course out there. Too far from the city. You'll enjoy it out there.
All right.
Hal, great to catch up with you, man. Thanks for the skinny.
We got some great courses down here, though. You can plug around and find some.
And some great bars, which is usually where I tend to go instead, the 19th holes. Hal, you're
exactly
the best, man.
Right.
We'll catch up again soon.
Thanks,
it seems like the Penguins and Predators are making trades left and right with each other, so we'll probably try to do it again. All right, brother?
Hat on a swivel. We never know what could happen on a day like this.
Thanks, so, Hal.
Enjoy it, guys.
There you go. Hal Gill, former Penguin Stanley Cup champ.
I think it was Jesse Marshall who gave him the USS Hal Gill nickname.
Seriously?
It was either Jesse or one of the denizens of the Pens blog back then, which I read religiously in those days, named Stoosh.
The one... it was at the trade deadline. I forgot about this. He got traded to the Penguins.
Yep.
From the Maple Leafs in late February of
08. They needed a physical defenseman for that team. They needed a big physical, kind of a wide body. And he was one of those deals. And it works this way usually when you have a lot of the other pieces in place. It really was one of those situations. Hey, they need this. Hey, he fits that basic type. And it just fit perfectly.
I have to tell you a very quick story here. So one of the reasons why I felt comfortable reaching out to him was when I was in Nashville a couple of years ago with Giannotti for the Stadium Series. He had a hookup. We got invited. We went and watched the Lightning play the Predators at the Titan Stadium.
Okay.
So Greg and I stayed an extra day, and the next night we go to this hockey bar, and I mean, you can't miss Hale Gill.
6'7".
He walks in. He sits down. Hey, you're Hale Gill. Greg worked in Pittsburgh. I work in Pittsburgh. And we just start throwing
BS
the Caulfields and Aries out there and guys he played with and stuff. So there's a poster, like a kid's poster that you'd put on your wall that was him, like up to, you know, just like showing you exactly how tall and massive he is. Like, oh my God, this is a life size.
Oh, yeah, like one of those
seven posters.
Yeah, measures up kind of things. Yes. Okay.
So there was a guy in there with his son who was probably like 9 or 10 years old, and I'm watching them look at the poster. And I say to Hal, I'm like, dude, you need to walk up to them right now and say, hey, can you take my picture in front of this poster and just watch their reaction when they realize the person on the poster is you. And he goes, and he had probably 2 or 3 beers in him. And he's like,
two or
done.
Three, huh?
And I watched the whole thing happen. It was just hilarious.
Did it have the intended outcome you thought it would?
He's a super good guy. He's a big guy. He's a strong guy. And he's a nice guy. And
Hal
a good
Gill.
Guy. Hal Gill. All right. 10 minutes away from the NHL trade deadline. Let's see what happens next. Will the Penguins trade Ricard Raquel? Still time to do it. If it happens, we'll react to it. If it doesn't, we will give opinions on if it was a good call to keep him. 412-928-9370. Quick timeout, then a long commercial-free segment at the 50-minute mark brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township. It's the PM team.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.